Chris Morning Update Special Edition Saturday, May 6th 大家好，欢迎来到本周六的国产大飞机 C919 的特刊。那么 C919 于5月5号首飞成功，局座张绍宗在自己的微博上这样写道，C919 不负众望，一飞冲天，可喜可贺。为了这一年，中国等了30年。1980年，中国自行研制大飞机运十首飞成功，但是在1986年，美国的忽悠之下，正式下马。可以说，没有完全的自主产权，大飞机平台就没有加油机、电子干扰机、预警机、反潜机、运输机等军用支援飞机的可用平台。C-929 定型之后将完全解决这一问题，天高任鸟飞，海阔凭鱼跃，这是继新航母下水之后的又一重大成就。我们向中国商飞致敬，向所有参与项目的工作人员致敬。
China's first domestically built large passenger jet C-919 successfully completed its maiden flight on Friday, landing at 3:19 p.m. at Shanghai Pudong International Airport.The C-919 is a narrow-body aircraft designed to carry 168 passengers. It has a standard range of 4,075 kilometers and an extended range of 5,555 kilometers. The C-919 is China's answer to main rivals on the market, including the Boeing 737 and Airbus A320. Commercial Aircraft Corporation China, the COMAC, the C-919's manufacturer, said it has received 570 orders for the aircraft from 23 clients, including domestic airlines such as Air China, China Southern, and China Eastern. Overseas orders take up about 10% of the total, including US-based JICAs, an airline from Germany, Thailand, and others from Asia-Pacific region.The C-919 has improved the aviation landscape in China and given a significant boost to the country's airplane industry. Analysts say that the successful maiden flight shows China's aviation industry has entered an upgrade period with upcoming work on testing, production, and delivery.The successful maiden flight by C-919, China's first home-ground large passenger aircraft, makes a milestone in the country's aviation history. It means design and integrated manufacturing of large passenger aircraft has reached the international advanced level.Made by COMAC, the twin-engine and single-aisle C-919 has three capacity layouts with either 156, 169, or 175 seats.Its standard cruising range is 4,075 kilometers with a maximum of 5,555 kilometers without refueling. Its performance indicators are similar to the Boeing 737 MAX and Airbus A320neo. No wonder it is widely considered as a potential rival to the two best-selling narrow-body planes.The development of C-919 is of great significance to the country's aviation industry. Compared to eye-catching home-ground military aircraft in recent decades, the absence of operational home-ground large passenger aircraft is almost embarrassing. According to Aviation Weekly, the output value of the world's passenger aircraft between 2015 and 2019 is estimated to be 6 times higher than that of the fighter aircraft. Moreover, the former has a better performance in boosting related industries. Passenger aircraft have stricter requirements in terms of safety, efficiency, and eco-economy than their military counterparts. Therefore, passenger aircraft manufacturers not only need to show better design technique and management capability, but also have a complete industrial chain for support.These barriers led to long-time dominance by Boeing and Airbus in the global commercial aviation market. Initiated in 2006, the C-919 was one of the 16 key projects of China's medium and long-term science and technology planning. Hence, to research and develop a domestically built large passenger aircraft is a starting point and national strategy for innovation. But more importantly, the C-919 project pushes forward the national aviation technology and management to a higher level. It passed 118 technical tests and made breakthroughs including aerodynamic shape optimization and supercritical airfoil design.Compared to its potential rivals, the C-919 has noise reduction of 10 decibels, halved pollution emissions, and its fuel consumption would be reduced by 12 to 15%. the aircraft's design and development involved more than 200 aircraft component manufacturers and research teams from 36 institutions nationwide. Over 200,000 technicians participated in its production cycle. The joint collaboration provides a platform for aviation talents, especially the younger generation, to grow up and stand out.But we still see challenges ahead. After its maiden flight, the C919 faces plenty of technological verifications and airworthiness validation before production and delivery. It will definitely become a challenger to the Airbus and Boeing duopoly by then. Boeing predicts that a single aisle aircraft delivery will hit 26,730 worth of 2.58 trillion US dollars by 2034. China will need 5,110 single-aisle aircraft, accounting for 75% of its total purchase volume. Therefore, the single-aisle passenger aircraft market is a vast battlefield which leaves huge space for the C919 to explore. China will be its preliminary target as the country is the largest growing market in commercial aviation.As a latecomer, however, COMAC has yet to compete with its counterparts like Boeing and Airbus, and an appropriate development strategy is a must for future competition. So far, the COMAC has received orders from 570 of the planes from 23 clients from home and abroad, which is higher than its expectation. Whether it can set foot in domestic market and challenge its foreign counterparts rests on two factors.On one hand, COMAC should deliver C919 aircraft on time and establish a good reputation based on excellent flight experiences. On the other hand, China should enhance research and development levels in airborne equipment and aero engines, cut the cost by looking for alternative solutions and its higher value-added ancillary equipment so as to pave the way for more flexible market-oriented strategy.And that's our C919 Special Edition. Stay tuned for an update on Sunday.